Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 2nd. I'm Megan Maroney. The company formerly known as Twitter will now let users hide their blue check marks. According to a support article for X Blue, paid subscribers can choose to conceal the fact that they pay to be verified. The checks may still appear in some places, and various features may be unavailable while check marks are hidden. In more company formerly known as Twitter news, branding for the tool formerly known as TweetDeck is starting to populate across the site. Musk tweeted last week that TweetDeck is now called XPro, and if you go to tweetdeck.twitter.com, you can see some, but not all, of the new branding. XPro is still available to anyone, but X announced on July 3rd that XPro would soon only be available to paid subscribers. Google has pulled its AI Test Kitchens app from the Google Play Store and the App Store, but you can still access it on the web. AI Test Kitchens was released last year to allow users to experiment with different AI models like Lambda 2. A Google spokesperson says the move to the web was designed to make it easier for them to update the tool. Meanwhile, Meta just released AudioCraft. That's an open source tool for AI music generation. In a press release on the site, Meta says the tool includes three models: MusicGen, AudioGen, and Encodic. It was trained on Meta-owned and specifically licensed music. Reviewers from The Verge, who got to listen to the AI-generated music, said the guitar strings on the songs felt real, but also artificial. Instagram could be working on warning labels for content that's been generated by generative AI. Reverse engineer Alessandro Paluzzi, who's known for revealing Instagram leaks, posted a screenshot online of a warning label that says, quote, "The creator or Meta said this content was created or edited with AI." The state of Karnataka in southern India announced that Foxconn has committed to investing $600 million in chip equipment manufacturing and casing components for iPhones. Foxconn, the world's largest contract manufacturer responsible for assembling approximately 70% of iPhones, has been actively diversifying its production away from China. Canon is showing off a long-range camera that it says is capable of capturing subjects in color, even in near-complete darkness. The camera costs $25,000 and is designed for commercial security monitoring in high security levels such as seaports, public infrastructure facilities, and national borders, according to Canon. A new study says AI can detect breast cancer through mammograms at a 20% higher rate than human radiologists. This first randomized control trial in Sweden is ongoing and has so far looked at over 80,000 women. Next, I am hoping that they figure out a way to make the pain of mammograms go away altogether. I think AI could definitely do that. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com, which is also where you can find our show notes and links to all the headlines. Thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.